Getting ready. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're also going to production meetings, learning about new crop varieties and chemicals that we can use, going to meetings and conventions to learn more about agriculture and take part in policy development for like Farm Bureau, soil conservation, different organizations, and just getting equipment ready, figuring out what you're going to plant in the field.
Hardeman County farmer Barry Lake and farmers all across the volunteer state are getting themselves and their ground ready for the upcoming spring planting season, and that includes trying to figure out which crop to plant and how to better protect against some of those pesky weeds.
Right now we're working on a plan on this weed-resistant glyphosate. We're trying to figure out what crops we can rotate, what chemistries we can rotate to help hold down the Palmer pigweed and the mare's tail.
Madison County farmer Jimmy Stanford says there is a lot of anticipation for the new crop season, but he knows all too well that Mother Nature has the final say. He remembers well the past two springs of record rainfall, and it's not feasible to have to plant twice.
We can't hardly take another flood or whatever. And it's hard for us to know when to start because with the cost of input cost of everything being so high, there's just no way that we can hardly go twice. We're going to have to make one trip, try to make it across the field. And with gas and fuel seeing what they're going to be in the next 2 months, that's going to up our cost so much. So we got to be hoping and ready to go when time comes, but not.
Well, a lot of decisions yet to be made in the next few weeks for our state's row crop farmers as they get set for the new crop season. And so far, a really mild winter that has concerns for heavy insect pressure later in the year. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.